From NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. When you get a Magnetic Fields record, you get what you expect. So with 69 love songs, you get 69 songs about love. With their album titled I, you get a record full of songs that begin with the letter I. Their last record was called Distortion, as in false or untruthful. Its sound was also distorted. Well, their new record is the opposite of distortion. It's called Realism, and that sums up this record's clean, undistorted sound. Stephen Merritt describes it to his musical partner Claudia Gonson as orc folk, orc as in short for orchestra. This is the opening track. It's called You Must Be Out of Your Mind.
You think I'll run, not walk to you.
Magnetic Fields from their album called Realism. The cover art is the symbol for the ladies' room, perhaps a nod to where they recorded a lot of the percussion. And these days, with sampling and other technology, it's hard to tell what's real and what's not. I was listening to a new and fun record by the Preservation Hall Jazz Band the other day. The record comes out on Fat Tuesday. It features classic New Orleans jazz tunes with guest singers, so you can hear Merle Haggard, Andrew Bird, Tom Waits, Dr. John, and Louis Armstrong sing. That's right, Louis Armstrong. Now, Louis Armstrong's been dead since 1971, but this recording was made last year. It turns out that engineer Earl Cieno used an old recording of Louis Armstrong singing, a recording where the band was fairly low in the mix. When the Preservation Hall musicians recorded the song Rocking Chair, they did it in the tempo of the original recording that Armstrong did. And then Earl Cieno used his years of engineering skills to nudge the Louis Armstrong vocals right into the right places. He had to lose some of the trumpet that overlapped the voice until it sounded just right, and it does. This is Rocking Chair.
Thank you. you got your father. And your cane by your side. But I ain't got no gin, father. Yes, look back, you gonna take my heart. Now you can't get from this cabin. No, father, you ain't going nowhere. Yes. You sitting here grabbing at the flies round your rocking chair. Oh, she been up there by the end of it. Yes, fetch you a chariot of chariots. Why did you go put it to that?
The Preservation Hall Jazz Band and a rendition of Rockin' Chair. Proceeds for the record, in part, go to their jazz outreach program, helping young musicians. The album comes out on Fat Tuesday, February 16th. The Swedish siblings, Olof Dreyer and Karen Dreyer Andersson, better known as The Knife, have written an opera. Now, if you know The Knife, you've come to expect the unexpected. Tomorrow in a Year is a 90-minute piece based on Charles Darwin's book On the Origin of Species. The way The Knife used sound to illustrate evolution is seductive, it's beautiful, sad, and surprising. The Knife are working with other collaborators, including three opera singers and other musicians. You can hear the entire opera online at npr.org/firstlisten through February 5th. This song is about the death of Darwin's young daughter, Annie. It's called Annie's Box.
Thank you.
That's The Knife, with music from an opera called Tomorrow in a Year. The singer is Christine Valin-Mome. You can hear the entire opera online until February 5th. That's the day it'll be released digitally. The two-disc set comes out on March 1st. Brooklyn Rider is a string quartet full of surprises. They're likely to play Debussy as they are an Armenian folk song, and they play with stunning passion. They performed at my desk recently, part of a series we do called Tiny Desk Concerts. They knocked me out with this piece from their new album. The album's called Dominant Curve, and this song from the desk concert is called Ascending Bird. Brooklyn Rider. You can see them perform a Tiny Desk concert, including that song Ascending Bird, at our website, npr.org/tinydeskconcerts. The song comes from the new CD. It's called Dominant Curve. Giant Drag has weathered a lot the past 5 years. After releasing a powerful debut record in 2005, the duo of Annie Hardy and Micah Calabrese was dropped by their label. Calabrese then quit the band, came back, he quit again, and despite the rough period, Annie Hardy says making music was the only thing she knew how to do, and she had the determination to make it happen. Without a label, she asked fans to donate money through her MySpace page to help pay for her new record. The relief fund, as she called it, was enough to get her back in the studio. Last year, Calabrese rejoined the band yet again, and the two recorded a batch of new songs. The result is a new EP by Giant Drag. It's called Swan Song, and this is the title track.
Thank you.
band is Giant Drag, and that was the title cut from the group's new EP called Swan Song. Giant Drag plans to release a new full-length album later this year. You can tell a lot about a band just from its name. So Megadeth, for example, sounds pretty much exactly how you expect them to sound. But in the case of our next group, the name doesn't fit for some. The band is called the Heligoats. It's led by a guy named Chris Otepka, and he makes really smart, inspired pop. But this is what Monitor Mix blogger Carrie Brownstein thought when she first talked about the Heligoats with NPR Music's Stephen Thompson in our 2008 South by Southwest preview show.
Yeah, it sounds like a good songwriter, but if I saw the words Heligoat, or maybe that's one word. The word
Heligoats, yeah, one word.
That seems like false advertising a little bit. I would not expect to hear that pop sound that he does so wonderfully.
Yeah, it seems like it should be heavier.
Yes, or his name should be lighter. Like, hello, goat.
The Heligoats are back now with a new album. It's called Goodness Gracious, and this song is called Mercury. A reminder, we have the entire opera by The Knife online, also an entire album by a great duo called Fantagram. You can get our Tiny Desk concerts by subscribing to the All Songs Considered Live Concert podcast. We've not had a concert from a club in a while. We've been in a bit of a dry spell, but that'll soon change. Next week, we get the gang together for a Valentine's Day show. We're doing breakup songs. So go to the All Songs Considered blog and tell us your favorite breakup songs. Robin Hilton produces the show. Stephen Thompson edits. I'm Bob Boylan for NPR Music. It's All Songs Considered.